out here and, you know, host, I just want to be able to host a group as well out there in a designated area. Some of my references during this project, I've made sure to contact anyone I'm in need to and trying to find out as much information as I could pertaining to any guests circling around the area, what to do with wandering, how to protect the forest behind us, and then how to make sure the soil, water table, and everything is in working use. So I've spoken with Melissa Betts, and she's been out to do two different soil evaluations, one last about mid-year and then last fall, just before we started putting some stuff in. I've also gotten with John Suti and who he's helped me design the permit and getting everything taken care of for septic and water. I've spoken with Trey Hall, who is the forestry ranger who kind of works in that area. He's out of Ava, but this is where he looks into, and he's been a good source of communication to make sure we're not leading anyone into the forest, not encouraging or making any split out ways or damaging anything to do with that, not picking up brush limb, damaged anything. We work with White River Valley to make sure that our poles and everything to do with our electric is in working order, as well as we're putting meters at the different stations just to be able to properly monitor all the commercial just production that goes on or any occurrence that happens. We'll be able to more define how that's going and what we're looking at. And then I've also been able to speak with the sheriff's office and specifically Corporal Mike Hicks just about overall safety on the land and making sure we're doing the right things, we're governing the right way, and we're going about it the right way. Some key notes I just want to take away from this right now. I do live on the land full time. On that pano shot that you saw, that RV that's just to your right is where I live, and that's where I plan to stay. I'm not building one of these units for myself to live in. I'm going to continue living in my RV and be there. My view, I can see the entire stretch of Fairview Church Road from the entry, from the point you enter into the forest, as well as I see all the yurts and anything that could be going on the property. As you saw that entryway coming on to Fairview Church from Highway 160, in 2013, my family worked with them and we sold that parcel of land and allowed that entryway to be made safe. So we reconstructed that entire entryway to make sure that it wasn't a loss for any entrance or exits upon the road. At the back, just like the electric meters, we're also making sure to put all water meters around to make sure we're governing every single thing that's going on with our water and understanding how we're flowing. And then the last big key note I wanted to make sure is that anyone that's disobedient on our property is being handled with, and we do have major consequences that if you're not obeying our laws, you're kicked off and you're not going to be allowed back to come and stay at any time. So moving on to some of the activities and things like that we'd be able to partake in with our guests out there. We've gone through the accommodations. We are also going to have a fire pit out there where we're reconstructing an old retaining pond that doesn't hold anymore, where that will be our fire pit area. And without going through in, you know, all these are just a handful of activities that you can partake in just around the fireside. And then on the next slide, these are some self-sufficiency type classes that we could also teach out there, things that we can cover. And it's just a list, definitely not a full list, but just some examples. And then if we go into crafting, these are a lot of different examples of what we could do out there and classes that we could teach and operate. On the wellness side as well, we can definitely cover areas for the main goal of this retreat is really not to do a whole lot of activities, and we're not sponsoring recreational a lot. We want you to be able to come out there, relax, and do something that gets you healthier or makes you feel better, but really you're partaking the land and its beauty. So wellness is a big key for us. The next is another handful of activities and classes that truly make this whole venture compatible with anything around it, as we're able to contain you, keep you, as well as send you exactly where you need to go. Where we're looking at in this next one, I've talked with a handful of people, and these are just a few of the ones that, as we're doing classes and workshops, even before we may have anything figured out ourselves to run them straight from our sources, these are a group of people that have options where they could even come out on the land and perform these tasks for us and show us how they should be run and teach us in that way. I wanted to kind of give you a look at this business plan, too, and how this pans out as we stand right now. And in this phase one, as you saw, there's one yurt out there, but right now our phase one would be two yurts, those first two smaller yurts. We're going to have the family building. We will have the utilities routed in the ground. And then we'll have the roads finished. That'll separate even the land you're not to touch and make sure everyone's headed in the right direction and parking. And then I'm also putting in an irrigation trench at the bottom, or it was on the drawing as well, just to make sure it's catching everything that may be going down and routing it to where it's not causing any destruction or leaching onto any of the project itself either. In phase two, this is where we'll be adding our third yurt. That will be that larger one. Obviously, we want to just get the smaller ones down first and get some guests out there. And then as soon as we can kind of function a little better, we want to be able to serve that family demographic. And ultimately, in phase two, our goal is to achieve these full functioning stays, the three yurts as the stays. The next phase is to add that fire pit. That way we can go ahead and have those fireside activities and something to you, for you to go ahead and do and partake in as we're still developing the classes and everything, since that's obviously not something we will have from the start. Phase four is to develop those routes basically down to that teepee and that group retreat site, as it's down further into our land. Where we would just need a road down there. In phase four, I'm also going to make sure we have the ability to serve meals to all of our guests, and then potential garden sites that could add activities and different participation notes at that point also. Phase five would be adding the teepee down there, which is located next to our pond, in which we're looking into different options of whether it's worth stocking, whether it's just a waiting area, or whether you just place a couple platforms around it just for the relaxation of being next to a pond. In phase six, this is more ultimately dedicated just to the group retreat site itself, just to make sure, see how we can really conduct that the best way, what type of units they may be, and where we're looking to market to. And then finally, in phase seven of this project, that is where, once we have all those five sites down, this is where we would add classes and workshop and retreat activities as more of a full-run business and be more focused in on that, as well as then getting the community involved as we're finally honed in on our settlement. These are the rules of our campground right now, a few of the main ones. Making sure that we follow Missouri State Park rule of our quiet hours being from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. However, it will be strict on our property that if you are on the property at 8 p.m. that you must be at your campsite. Yes, you can still be in town. You can be doing anything off our site. But as soon as you're on there, I'm not going to allow any wanderers or anything, because it's very easily just to get lost down there or easily wander onto someone else's property if you don't know what you're doing. Consequences, like I said, will be immediate removal from the property, as well as they will never be welcome back. And lastly, but almost more importantly, is the no OHVs. So no ATVs, no nothing of the sort. Yes, you may park them on the property as long as they stay on the trailer, but you're never to unload them, or you're not allowed to, per se, unload them and ride them right off on Fairview Church Road or something like that. I'm going to give you designated spots to where you can go do that at. So if you're looking to go hike, you have five different places within a 45-minute radius that you're able to go hike at, whether it's wilderness, forest, or just a trail set out. On the next, we have ATV riding, and these are three places within that 50-minute radius, I reckon, that you can go take your ATV and go ride. If you're looking for horseback, you have one 30 minutes away and 40 minutes away that you're able to go enjoy that. And then other activities, we have on 20 minutes on both sides of us, we have the Bull Shoals and Bull Creek, as well as some other fishing, kayaking, boating, and biking areas as well. Attractions, if you're coming more for the city, there's certainly many concerts and other things in Branson, just 40 minutes, but you also have a few big attractions that you could stay and still get to within your appropriate radius. And so this was a summary of my request, ultimately asking for the 5 nightly rentals. Again, I want to be able to host these classes and workshops and then serve my guests food while I'm out there. This place is family owned. It's family operated. It's never to be sold. And we're opening in May of this year. My request tonight is for nightly rentals. If this doesn't go through, they will be opening in May as monthly rentals. It won't be the same. And this is a list of kind of what I've gathered from what you do when you have nightly versus monthly people out there. So when you're looking at nightly, that means I'm able to upkeep everything that happens. I have a lot more rights than the renter. They are the ones liable for any damage to property. They're the ones held accountable through rental platform services, and they're vacationing there. On the other hand, you're living there. You have way more rights. I can't take care. I can't go clean your place every day or every time you need a switch out. You're going to be there for longer than a week because you're renting it for a month. So who's to say you're not going to go venture in your very backyard? So now everyone that might be worried in the community, that's where monthly renters do not pay up as much as nightly renters are better for the community, bring better comfort, and are more compatible for business and community involvement. Working with the community right now, I will be opening a booth at this Forsyth Farmers Market this May, where we're going to start serving gelato, as well as what we'll be doing is anything that happens on our homestead up there, we'll be participating in that and going through that, as well as in the middle of Forsyth at Stuff Your Face and the food trucks, we'll be setting up around Cassandra and Nathan there with business, as well as Wagon Wheel has been a very big friendship and mentorship for us in getting things started, and in which they are the closest restaurant to me, 15 minutes away for our guests as well. In closing, I do just want to note that I'm here to honor my family. I'm here to follow my dream, and I want to be a positive influence in this community. I and my family would do absolutely nothing to harm this land. We want nothing but the best. And just so our own grandkids, our family, our kids, our friends, everyone will be able to be out here enjoying, all the while feeling safe and free, no matter who is out here renting or what. Our mission statement at Wyman Ridge Retreat is to provide unique accommodation and experience to guests in which they leave with a healthier perspective. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have anyone else here that wants to speak in favor of this project? I have two. You go. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll talk to the gentleman and the lady, since you missed the lady, James. I am James's mother and also part owner of the business. I am in line to inherit the land along with my sisters. We have all agreed to this joint venture of this business. And we have talked to our family that lives closest by before we even, this was just still a dream. And they were all, and even our cousins that will inherit the land, and we've talked to them, and they were very much in favor of this and didn't have a problem with us doing this, which is why we proceeded, obviously. And I like that James will be on the land 24/7. We're not leaving this in other people's hands. You know, we're not just starting it and then leaving it to other people. Our family is still going to be there. And I love the fact that the